Okay, cool. Hi, I'm really happy to be here, and I'm happy to see everyone here and there. And I want to thank Joan and Chris, especially for this series. I've been a long time fan of it, and I'm just so grateful for what you're doing and continue to do. And also thankful for White Whale and all the great things that have happened here over the years. And I just appreciate everybody so much. And I'm happy to read with some great people tonight. So some poems. So I'm from Alcova, Hopewell Township, and B.F. Jones Library, Jones and Laughlin, JML still is out near the library. I spent a lot of time there growing up. So that's where this comes from. B.F. Jones and my mother have nothing in common. Or do they? Maybe marble steps, the statue of B.F., bronze and stalwart in the entrance. Franklin Avenue, cold in the winter, even when there was ice cream nearby. Maybe there still is. But back then, it was more popsicle stick mangers and Elmer's glue in the library basement. The construction paper heavy and dull, but oh, the rubber grip scissor slice. Oh, the chup, chup, chup of cutting a background circle for the Virgin Mary, biting my lip, and my mother, Maria herself, tempered by her dark brown hair, snapping her trident gum, holding the vast sheet for me as I slice it, soft feet slipping through the backs of the big wooden chairs. I cut more circles, glue more wood, as my mother holds the apex together, peels the glue from my fingertips with my prints, now see-through, still swirling on them. This next one, the first line is titled. Kids out the window, sound like goats. The sky gray like the lining of my pockets. Smells wet, like my McDonald's birthday party. How I love the fryer, the behind the scenes, the candy grimace on my cake, too sweet, but gritty between my teeth, which are rotting early. A constant ache in my mouth. A little guy with a pickaxe beneath my molars, heaving its point into my gums. He must be installing steel tracks inside my jawline for some subterranean city that will never be unearthed. When I smile, no one can see it. And it's likely that I'll never point this out to you. I'll just watch a woodpecker peck the awning outside my window without welcoming it into my mouth. I'll try not to worry about what's beneath your gum line, what hover-tracked universe you harbor inside your skull. And instead, I'll think about goats. I know they kick everything over. And so would I, if I could get away with it. Mm-hmm. All right. From Crown Down Beyond. My neighbor is showering through these Kennedy-era walls. The skidding whistle of old pipes will last 15 minutes or so. She's scrubbing herself just on the other side of my cold wall. Maybe just standing there, biblical, like I often do. Hands cupped to catch water at her chest, chin tilted like a statue of Mary perched on a shelf. Surely there's redness patching her skin as she dials higher and higher for warmth, inching the knob to keep the hot sting, letting the water butter her from crown down beyond her into the drain, muting her ears. Water beard falling from around her open mouth. It's funny when putting this assortment of poems together, finding things that I write about repeatedly and don't realize, because it's not like whole things, but like oh, Virgin Mary keeps coming up in here. It's like, I don't know why, but there it is. Jesus Christ birds.
Yeah.
700,000 or so chattering away in the yellow tree, taller than my neighbor's old-ass mansion. The racket, so manic, I nebby neighbor my head out the window in my men's department store robe and yell, Jesus Christ, birds! And it doesn't matter. These are bird-shaped birds, little arrow shadows, bitching up a ruckus, ticking like gravelly rockets, and crackling like the moment before the Rolling Stones come out, just as the lights go down, arena crowd loud. Reassurances. Listen to Whitney Houston ask, how will I know? Like it's still summer of 85. While outside, you will hear an upset dog barking out of fear of another dog. also barking out of fear, as their leashes both pull taut in the cacophony that startles us all, launching robins into the pink sky of this frozen and otherwise still morning. A woman's voice, it's okay, trying to reassure everyone. But her pitch is hinged too high, too bright. And although the dogs soon settle into defensive huffing, stretched all the way out to the end of their leashes, no one really believes her. Pull over. The violin here could sound so much alarm, the siren out there among the trees, and so much I forgot how to do, why to do. I go for the plug, the checkmark box, electronic escape, wired cloud, whole other planet. Instead, I'm here culling bird sounds, shift, scrape, drum. Oh, we know that blue, how it tilts the day. How I'd rather the golden square within the neighborhood dark. We've known that always. And how far away from myself can I go? Have I ever been? Even the clearest stones you can't see all the way through. Go on, go back. Not backwards, but back for that case with the smooth handle left on those wild turns you made and dropped. You know it's there in the moonlight with the wolves and the crab apples, but it's yours, even though you unbuckled, ejected yourself under the trees, decided to trust the leaves and their protections instead. Dogs show up a lot in my poems too, even though I'm really very much a cat person, but I like all the animals. So. Tin cup dog. Tin cup dog swings his brushy tail back and forth along the flat cold floor, sweeping up dust with his wiry copper fur. Dinner was good last night. Burgers and red wine vinaigrette. I'll take it any day, but it won't take the other bad news. Bad news today, those dogs, I don't want to look, don't want to know any of it. I'd rather keep my eyes on the A-line skirt and candy lips of this soft woman, or maybe even this endless ray. Back of the neck excitement surges through me at the mere mention of the Blue Ridge Mountains, which, like me, contain a massive range of tiny bell desires, like taste buds racked in salty brine, washed over by the thickest chocolate cake. How could I have possibly been both Naomi Watts and a young man who was hiding the fact that years ago he shot Jeff Bridges with a very small gun in the middle of the night in Hopewell Township, Pennsylvania? But I was. I was also the high school classes they both took, and I was the memory in the boy's mind, hoping not to be discovered. Dreams like this are vents. My body counts on the sound of water in the mouth, the brush of lips grazing the phone receiver to be reminded that it is more echo than matter. It counts on the quick breaths taken when you're impossibly close to someone else and they breathe back in response. And just a few more. I camp a lot too, so camping shows up a lot. When you walk away from the campsite as it's getting dark, you can come back now, I'll say, and mean it deeply, even though I can still see your back through the trees, shoulder blades realigning in shadows as you hunt for kindling, your red shirt fading into forest dust. Because who are you or I without our lips popping open just beyond a long, cold drink, without our house framing anything, everything escapable and burning quick, bright dots high into the air, straight through to the darkness of what surrounds us, which is really just another way to say sky and what it contains. Okay, two more. The plum tree. If you've ever led a strand of children across a busy road to get them away from your dead grandmother, you'd know that one will always lag at the end of the line and stare at the ambulance behind you. Two of them will fight. The brothers will shove each other into the door of the KFC, creating a scene for the customers who all saw you coming, red lit halos swirling behind your heads. You're not really old enough to for this kind of charge. Not that you want me. Your short arms are still reaching out the upstairs window for deep purple plums from the highest branches while she holds you tightly around the waist. Okay, it's my last one. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I stare at the house every time I drive by. You'd want to go down Evelyn Street with them. See who changed their minds. Who has lines under their eyes. See who has the crazies at their feet and listen to the songs we would get off on. Someone will be spinning. You'd want to drive by the stop sign that exists because the girls were struck there. Luckily, they lived. Not time for them to sit with our Joey, only dead a few months, our aching still abundant. He'd wear a tiara, strength of royalty, a setting in his curls, a protective shield. What was it that was so good? Catnip, pair of socks, queen alien, hand-rolled, back porch, 10-day eviction notice, jobs abandoned to drive nights singing into sunrise rush hour, smoking and laughing, faces out the window fluttering, stared at, car bouncing its tires through the steep streets, McCardle and Beechwood, Bob's and Monitor, getting schooled on motion, unveiled. People painted together, people painted shut, people embedded within each other, breathing through the bubbles. There were cracks when they dried. You chipped yourself to taste. Virgin Mary blue. Couldn't drive far enough, the car getting smaller. Everyone was filling out the doors. Thanks very much.